Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Republican Charlie Baker has a very different vision for Massachusetts.
Our opponents are stuck in the past.
And with that, the race is on for November after the victories of both frontrunners in the primary elections for governor. Republican Charlie Baker easily defeated his primary opponent, but Coakley defeated her nearest rival, State Treasurer Steve Grossman, by just 6 points. Coakley and Baker now both go on to face each other in November, along with 3 independent candidates. Candidates for governor. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
It was a closer race than the polls had indicated. Martha Coakley's team had started the night relaxed, but as the night wore on and the results came in, they were watching the results until the very end before allowing themselves to relax again. Coakley took most of the cities, including Boston, Worcester, and Springfield. She won most of Cape Cod, the South Coast, the North Shore, and Central Massachusetts. But Steve Grossman won much of the South Shore, Brookline, Newton, Metro West, and many of the northern suburbs of Boston. In addressing his supporters last night, Grossman reminded them how close the election was.
And we came very, very close to winning this Democratic nomination. And for that, I hope you will always take away from this campaign a sense of accomplishment and a sense of the role that each one of you played in that. Professionals and volunteers alike, we did a hell of a job.
Don Berwick won in Amherst and quite a few other Western Massachusetts communities, as well as Concord and adjoining Boston suburbs. He, too, talked about how much better he did than the polls had predicted.
I'm so proud of what you have done. We've strengthened our party. We brought fresh ideas and new voters into the fold. And our results are frankly good enough that we're going to leave plenty of pollsters and pundits scratching their heads.
But the winner is Coakley, the best known of the 3 candidates. Hall voters Kathy Jacobs and Genevieve Sartell cited her accomplishments as their reasons for supporting her.
I just believe in all that she's doing, all she's done in the past, and I think she's going to be very good for Massachusetts.
I think she has the experience. I think she knows what she's doing. And I just trust her. I think she's gotten a bad rap on some things.
Many Democrats have blamed Coakley for losing the seat held for nearly half a century by Ted Kennedy to Scott Brown in 2010. In her address last night, Coakley made no mention of how close this race turned out to be.
And I said when we started this campaign that no one would work harder, knock on more doors, make more calls, and shake more hands than we would. And that's exactly what we did.
Coakley's team had knocked on 100,000 doors since the caucuses earlier this year. They'd counted on getting regular Democratic primary voters out, as well as less regular voters in their households. They enjoyed the support of SEIU 1199, a formidable union get-out-the-vote effort that brought several cities to Elizabeth Warren 2 years ago and brought those cities to Coakley yesterday. Coakley's team ascribes the tightness of the race to the $2.5 million spent on negative ads by a super PAC allied with Steve Grossman and by the Republican Governors Association that Coakley's team says depressed the turnout of her voters. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.